This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group. And every January, their Gulf South Index team, they sit down and they write their first article of the year, thinking about what's on the horizon, what is the new landscape for 2025. And as he has pointed out to me several times, it seems to work in a collection of 30-day cycles. Things are moving fast. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, it's good to be with you.
Yes, I hope everything is going well for you, and Happy New Year to you. It's been a while since we talked. I was reading through your letter, and you know, you've repeated it again, and you're so right about social media, how things are changing, news cycles, the channels that you get news in. It really does seem like a collection of maybe weekly or maybe even monthly little bitty mini cycles throughout the year, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and I would say that the cycles are getting even shorter. And so over the last year, there's been a couple of things we started looking at in our daily work. First is the speed at which information is shared and how quickly that information is shared and how quickly it goes away. And then the second part is the volume of information that we are faced with and that we're bombarded with every day, and how that impacts how regular folks make decisions. And so when you look at in a given day, a human will make between 33,000 and 35,000 decisions in a day. That goes from, you know, when you wake up in the morning, what you eat for breakfast, all the way to major life-changing decisions about asking someone to be our life partner or a spouse, get married, having children, whether I like my job or I don't, or whether, you know, I need to bring on more people to my business or let some people go. We are 33 to 35,000 decisions we're making every day. And then on top of which, we're getting bombarded with thousands and thousands of data points and information and things we watch, read, listen to, and share. And so what we're starting to look at is how quickly do stories come up? And then how quickly do they go away? And what does that mean as we communicate with each other, especially if you're a business or a product that has to break through all of that noise?
Mark, maybe you just explained why I'm so damn tired every day.
I think I've said this before as we talked and things, and I say it quite frequently. You know, Gertrude Stein said a long time ago, you know, we get so much information, we lose our common sense. And, you know, Google put out something at the beginning of this year. And so this was before even everything that happened in New Orleans in January 1st and everything that's happened since. And they graphed out the trends in search terms and throughout the year in 2024, and they continue to do it into 2025. And I got to tell you, there were things that I looked at as search trends I didn't even remember that happened. And what happens in cases nationally, about like this time last year, the Baltimore bridge collapse occurred. And the rate of searches, man, just spiked like a meteor, because the bridge was there one day and then the next morning it wasn't. And it was horrible and tragic. And so the search terms and people's interest in it followed the same pattern. Well, by the time now, that issue is still important to the people of Baltimore and the Mid-Atlantic. But when you look at the United States, that story came and went almost as quickly as it came. Like it just was there and then it wasn't. And Sam Bankman-Fried, who there may be most people that are listening right now and be like, I don't even know who that guy is. You know, he was the guy who founded Crypto.com. He got sentenced. Well, we haven't even thought about him in months, and people aren't even looking for it. And then as the year progressed, you know, Mike Tyson came at the end of the year and then went because he had a fight, lost the fight, and it disappeared. And so in very rare instances now are stories sticking around. And because there's so many things competing for our attention and so many ways for us to get the information that we're looking for.
Mark, does that help explain why we have this notion, I think that's more prevalent in political circles, that it's really not a lot of accountability? Because I don't know that we are truly engaged in meaningful consumption. And what I mean by that is that we consume, you know, a happenstance, an event that happens, maybe a vote in Congress or an issue that's before Congress, and we're not really totally engaged in following through, following up as to what the outcome is going to be.
No, well, I think you're going on to a very good point. Because of the number of decisions we have to make, it's in human nature where we just lean on things that we already know, and just are like, yeah, I know that already, and so, or people we trust. And we go, okay, well, if that guy thinks or that person thinks that this is a good idea, I'm good with that. Regardless of whether that person is correct or not, we have trust in the individual. And then by virtue of us trusting the individual, we just trust them, you know, oh, yeah, okay, if that person thinks that way, then I'm good. And the difficulty about that is we're starting to let that type of approach of like, you know, look, I don't, you know, and I'm speaking hypothetically. Let's say I eat oatmeal. This morning I had oatmeal with blueberries for breakfast. And I just go, every morning I have oatmeal with blueberries for breakfast because it just makes my life easier. I don't have to think about it. Well, if we apply that same approach to major life decisions in terms of who we support, what information we find credible and what we don't, and whether what we find credible is actually credible or not, and we don't ever test it, it's troublesome. We're turning over too much of our individual authority to other people and not paying attention to the decisions that they make. And it's, you know, it's a problem, because what we also do is we hate change. Human beings, and I would venture to say New Orleanians, hate change. We don't like it. And we will hold on to things. We will hold on to a bad hand, knowing it's a bad hand, because we are uncertain about the hand we might get dealt. And I think that extends, that type of behavior and thinking can extend into the political process and people we select to lead us.
Has that kind of contributed and helped perpetuate confirmation bias, for example?
Sure. I mean, it because I have this in front of me because I thought we may get into this. There's a professor, his name's Philip Tetlock, and he said, we need to believe we live in a predictable, controllable world. And we like predictability. We like certainty, right? We like certainty. Tell me that you will make this happen for me. And, you know, if I'm certain that you can make that happen for me, then I'll be with you. But if there's any bit of uncertainty, I'm off. I'm going in another direction, or I'll stick with the status quo. And, you know, I think when you take something like that and you look at something like the Super Bowl and the effort around the Super Bowl and what this community did in every corner of the community, from the way we greeted people that came here, and you can go even to Taylor Swift. and you look at the way we greeted people who came here and the experiences of those people and when they were with us, what we did as a city in terms of infrastructure, in terms of marketing, in terms of all these different things that were things that we could rally around, that sense of common spirit, that sense of being in it together, it led to positive results. But what we before then, our tendency is to just say, well, we know how it's going to end up anyway, so let's just sort of keep moving along. We're being told as residents of the region at different points, well, you just have to understand that's just the way things are now. And that's really not the case. We can determine as humans the information we share, the types of things and how we hold different leaders and businesses and elected officials accountable. We have the ability to hold them accountable by saying, I'm going to pay attention to whether you get this right or wrong, and I'm going to pay attention to whether you do the things you say you're going to do.
We got to get to a break. We're visiting with Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group. We'll be right back, folks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With us. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group, and we've been talking about news, how folks go about consuming same. One of the observations, Mark, that you make in your opening letter for 2025 is almost 4 in 10 U.S. adults under 30 get news from news influencers. And my question is, news influencers are opinion people, right? They're not reporting news.
Right. That's right. So and it varies from generation to generation. So when you, and some of this is built out of where we are as a society now and how we consume information and share information and how we decide who to believe. So if you go back into the 50 years ago, we were dealing with the situation in Vietnam, all these other things in the United States around civil rights, all these really big issues. The most trusted person in America 50 years ago was Walter Cronkite, and who was a journalist, right? And I know you know that, and I know that, but there are people listening who go, who in the world is Walter Cronkite? But the most trusted person in America was a journalist. And in the decades since, what we would consider traditional news media has changed. And the level of trust in the news media has wavered because there are so many other platforms now where individuals can just decide, look, if I believe this one thing, I'm only going to read about this, and I'm only going to watch videos about that. And what ends up happening is before, when you had TV or the newspaper or radio and you were listening throughout the day, you were subjected to what the media outlet was reporting to you. And it was news from across the world. So you wouldn't hear anything about Ukraine in general except when it was on the news. Well, now you can go find it anywhere, and not only find it anywhere, you can have certain people give you their perspective. And that's a news influencer. A news influencer doesn't necessarily work for a credentialed media outlet. It could be Mark Earhart. And I just start doing videos on what I think about Russia and Ukraine, or what I think about bagels or whatever. And I just start offering my opinion, and I say things that gets me promoted through the algorithm. And I start saying crazy things potentially, or I say really smart things and people start listening to me. And what we start looking at in something like TikTok, which is all user generated content, is that you have huge amounts of content being created, and the algorithm of TikTok narrows that content to what it wants you to see or what you've expressed interest in. And so whether that news influencer knows what they're talking about or whether they're a complete moron, you really don't know. You have to judge for yourself. TikTok's not doing it for you. And that creates openings for a lot of misinformation and misperception to be pushed out there. Even when people don't think it's happening to them.
You finish up your article talking about things that really haven't changed much, right? And one of those observations is family seems to be pretty consistent in the way that we view the importance of the familial unit in our society.
And I think that I'm really glad we're talking about this, and I guess it's sort of sum things up. In Jerry Maguire, the movie, the guy that Jerry Maguire represents, who's an NFL wide receiver, they're yelling at each other. Jerry and Rod are yelling at each other, and Rod says, "Jerry, you think we're fighting? I think we're finally talking." That's one of the things that we're trying to get out there now, is more and more we have more in common than we do differently. And in our own studies in the Gulf South Index, there are certain things that just carry. Doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter how old you are. There are certain things that we all hold consistent in terms of what's important to us. And in the Gulf South, family is right at the top. 88% of us think that that family is somewhat or very important. But when you look nationally, 82% of people nationally think family is important. Hard work and the value of hard work. Well, 9 out of 10 of us believe in the value of hard work in the Gulf South. And nationally, 81% of us, 8 out of 10, believe in the value of hard work. When we start talking about community, 8 out of 10 people in the Gulf South believe in the value of community, 7.5 out of 10 nationally. So when we start looking around and we have tendencies to divide ourselves in terms of, well, they live over here in that state, so I don't agree with what they're talking about. I don't agree with what they're saying. But if they live over here, I agree with them. Really, when we get down to the core of it, the things that are the most important to us, we all have in common. And it's hard work, tolerance for others, our family, community, patriotism. Patriotism is something that's important to all of us. And no matter where you live, Now, our definition of what patriotism is probably up for debate, right? That's where we sort of we get a little dicey. But the idea of America being a great place is something that we all believe. And I think as we move forward, right, and we start talking about how do we talk to each other, you know, especially for organizations and institutions, the first thing that we all need to remember is a better world begins with a better me, right? Like the economy is real important to people. You know, my wife and I talk about a better New Orleans, a better Louisiana, a better United States begins with a better Mark and Bridget. And that's how people overall see things. How does this impact me better or worse in my daily life? The other part is if you're somebody who has to communicate with people, you got to tell people what you're going to do. You got to tell them when you're doing it. And then you got to tell them you did it. Because otherwise, everybody will forget. And they'll just make the determination for themselves.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Great information. Always enjoy your first of the year, you know, beginning of the year letter. Pretty spot on, as usual. Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group. Have a great week.
You too, Newell. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.